listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.
Hi, this is Levi Patrick, and I am happy to introduce to you today a really cool collaborative project that we just launched recently with the OK Math teachers, who are all joined together in the hashtag OK Math Facebook group. So, a quick backstory. Just recently, we grew to over a 3,000 member group at hashtag OK Math on Facebook. And conversations began very quickly about how folks could share curriculum apps that were being made from other districts around the state. As you might imagine, a lot of the school districts around the state are very small. The teachers who are working on the curriculum maps are very much isolated and on their own. And so the focus has been about sharing and on sharing these curriculum maps. So what I'm excited to talk about is how quickly, maybe within the last 10 days of this recording, we went from sharing curriculum maps to collaborating on curriculum maps. And so what happened is we held a collaboration launch specifically focused on curriculum maps, and this was held on June 17th. And remarkably, we had just over 50 Oklahoma math teachers who joined us. So the story that you're going to hear today, or the recording that you're going to hear today, begins with kind of our introduction about what the work is, and we'll walk participants of the phone call through the online agenda that we had on Google Documents. So below where this recording is housed at okmathteachers.com, below you'll be able to see a direct link to the agenda that we were using. So you'll be able to see who was on the call with their introductions. You'll see their comments. You'll see all sorts of good information about what we did to progress. And below that, we actually have made progress. So this happened Friday, June 17th. Today is Monday, June 20th. And we now are one workday away from that recording, and we already have links to grade-level folders in Google Documents that will allow teachers to collaborate on the early drafts of their learning stories, just like we had talked about in the phone call that you're about to listen to. So there are a few other things that you'll want to know. Please do check out the cool things that were happening on this agenda. Lots of really interesting ideas were shared. Also, you'll be able to find our timeline, which talks about how within the next week we're going to work on finalizing grade-level stories, and we'll take those to the work of the math framework writers later this week, who will be looking at those and helping kind of draft what the units might feel like. We'll send those units back to the community, and the community will help us storyboard the flow within the units. And ultimately, the idea was really beautifully presented in a comment by Denise Calloway about having editors to lead the work. And so that's something that we'll be working toward and hopefully completing within this month. A month from right now, we'll actually have final curriculum apps that are supporting teachers around Oklahoma implementing the new standards in the coming school year. All right, so without going much more into detail, I hope that you enjoy listening to this conversation and perusing the resources that we are collaboratively developing. Thank you all so much for investing in Oklahoma education and taking your time to volunteer to do this great work and be a part of this collaboration.
And this conversation started happening on the Facebook group. I think all of us saw that teachers around the state were saying, you know what we really need help with is a curriculum map, and I'm kind of all by myself, or I have a lot on my plate, and it doesn't seem feasible for me to have to build a curriculum map. So I want to see what this looks like, to have a group of folks around the state working together to share the load. And hopefully you guys have heard the saying, many hands makes a light load. Actually, what is that saying? Many hands
makes the load light. Yeah, something like that.
You know what?
You look
it up. Maybe if you know what that saying is, just go ahead and add it to our little chat box that we're having here. But the idea is, I think if we share the responsibility, we can come up with something that's really excellent. Meanwhile, we're also going to try to figure out a way to guide the work without restricting the work. That means that we want to be responsive to what everybody wants to be able to do, but also focus it so that it's productive. To do that, we drafted a couple goals for this call and the work that we're going to try to do together. So if you would go with me to item number 3 on the agenda, you'll see item 3A is the first draft of the goals for this call. So I'll read those off. Many hands make light work. Thank you, Gina. Thank you. It feels like I should have had that figured out.
Okay, so 5 words are so hard.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, let me read the first draft goal in section 3, which you guys can probably see, but create curriculum maps that engage the learner in a meaningful journey through the grade, and also to create curriculum maps that encourage the teacher to position students as authors of their own mathematical experience. Now, those are pretty highfalutin ideas right there. So what we wanted to do is say, those are some ideas that Robin and I came up with based on the conversations we were seeing, but what we'd like you to do is add your rough draft goal to one of those cells underneath the second draft. And that's because we want to see if you guys have a vision for the goals that's different than ours. I always have to caution this kind of work. You may type over somebody, so be careful about where you're typing. Notice if somebody's marker is already in a cell, and try not to accidentally type over somebody else's work. Okay, so look, man, this is great. We've got all sorts of ideas here about what's happening. So let's see if we can do a. So Gina's in my head a little bit. So she already said common themes abound. And that's actually what we want to talk about. It feels like we're on the same page. I love, right here it says the anonymous jackal is talking about it, but it talks about a research-based learning trajectory. I think that's incredibly, the language of learning trajectory is really powerful. What Gina had written is that it builds upon itself, that it would help us understand about how things build upon each other. Let's see.
Look at this one Melinda wrote in here. A curriculum map that flows through the standards while keeping a constant flow of review.
Okay, so that makes me think a little bit about spiraling and things like that.
And those things that are that longevity of standards that goes throughout all of those, that's a great point.
I have a question about one. It looks like the anonymous alligator wrote it. It says, create maps that are more vertical in instruction. The map will be used to help fill in the gaps between grades. Can somebody who wrote that comment speak to what you meant by vertical in that regard so that we can make sure that we don't lose that? So what we want to do, I really appreciate this because I think this gets to a lot of things that are going to be accessible by what we can accomplish here as a group and very quickly over the next week or two. But I think there's some things that maybe are a little bit beyond what this group can do. So we want to give you a little bit of insight into some work that's happening outside of what we're talking about here that we think is going to be really productive and supportive. So we are meeting next week for the very first time with our new math curriculum framework writers. These curriculum writers have been selected out of a pool of applicants so that we have 3 Oklahoma educators on each grade level team. And while we're still trying to figure out exactly what work they will produce, the goal of that work is broadly to help teachers understand the standards and to help teachers implement those standards with fidelity. So what may likely come out of it are ideas about what each objective and standard means as far as conceptual understanding goes, as far as procedural fluency goes. Examples, ideas about limits, any number of ideas that are really meant to support the instruction. So I want to make sure that we're able to think in this work about really focusing it into the space of the map and pacing and leave the resources and things alone, but it doesn't mean we won't do that. It just means for this work. Can you guys add your thoughts on that idea to the chat box or out loud here on the call? Is it does that feel okay if we're focusing just on a pacing guide and curriculum map rather than resources and descriptions of standards? And don't be afraid to speak up on the group. I know there are a lot of us, but I'm happy to hear your thoughts.
And guys, I've added some more rows to the bottom of this, so if you didn't have a chance to put your comments in, feel free to go to the bottom of this table, and there's plenty of space for others to add their ideas in.
Yeah, I think that it's good. What we really need from my district is the pacing guide. I think as we go through and teach them, then and we'll use the resources that the writers provide that you guys are going to work on, but also we'll come up with our own. But first, we just need a good guide to get started.
Okay, good. And I appreciate Katie's comment here in the chat box about, you know, actually we need both, but we also have to start somewhere. And I think that's what we're trying to be considerate of is managing a lot of work.
Gina, I really like your comment about that maybe two maps, one for a transition year and one for next year. You know, that might be something as we go along the way, but it may be just as simple to make one map that we know is going to get some longevity, try it out, vet it for a year and see if it works, and then find places to put those concepts down that are in the critical gaps, those gaps we know have to be covered next year. But that's definitely a possibility. Great idea, Gina.
Okay, and I think Melissa is hitting a little bit of what we're thinking so I like her comment in the chat window about getting the pacing guide down and then moving into filling in the gaps with resources and whatnot. So we want to see what we can do to really imagine how to accomplish this work. And again, keeping in mind, you know, Robin and I are trying to figure out how to help this work, but not kind of restrict the work. So we have a couple ideas that we wanted to talk to you guys about, and then we want to see where that goes. First of all, if you've been to one of our sessions in the last month or so, we've been talking a lot about what makes a great book a great book. And it sounds a little bit silly, but I want to bring that up again. When we think about curriculum maps, when we think about what our goals are in our standards, we've been trying to figure out how do we tell a story that our students are, you know, interested in significantly. Hold on, I want to clarify. So we want to make sure that we're not losing the comments. Please don't hit resolve on the comments because then we're losing those on the right-hand side of the Google document. Don't resolve those for us. That'll help us keep them kind of visible for everybody. Oh, thanks. People are reopening them. Perfect. So we want to talk about what makes a good book a good book, because our students who experience an entire year with us are hopefully participating in some kind of a learning experience that makes sense to them. So what we've talked about with great books, and we've got a lot of feedback from folks all around the state, is that, you know, people, what they don't love about great books are the mechanics of great books, but what they do love is how it builds curiosity, how it builds excitement, how there are ways that they see that it's relevant to their own personal lives. A lot of folks like good hooks and good endings. They like mystery and intrigue. So there are all these things that we want to keep in mind, and maybe that sounds a little bit, you know, kind of aloof when we start thinking about curriculum mapping, but what we wanted to ask you guys about is what would it look like if we started this work by thinking about the grade level story that's being told? For example, if you're a sixth grade teacher and you're working on a sixth grade map, thinking about somehow creating a synopsis of sorts that says, here's the story that students are experiencing as they make their way through sixth grade. So that's our first idea that we're having. And we think that if we can start with telling a good story about the grade level, then we can start moving on and start organizing a learning trajectory that tells that story. So what we'd like to have you do is in section 4 of the agenda, section 4 of the agenda in first steps, we think that one of the first things that we can do is start telling a good story about what happens in a grade level. We'd like in the boxes below for you to respond to that idea. What do you like about it? What can be improved about it? What is a different idea about a first step? And if you have a comment that you want to add out loud, you can tell us out loud. You can type it in there, or you can put it in the chat box. And Gina is asking specific grade levels or in general, and the answer, the thinking is at a specific grade level, tell that story. So what are your thoughts on that at this point? And then we'll see if we can move us on. So we're having some comments in here about the Michigan homework that we kind of assigned. So what I'm going to do is up in the top box where we're all typing right now, I'm going to add the Michigan link. So the very top row says Michigan link. And what I'm hoping to do is take us all for just a moment into the sixth grade Michigan map. So if you'll click on that once, it'll open a link below it. Then you have to click that link, and it will take you to the Oakland Atlas. You guys are having so many cool comments below. We really appreciate we really appreciate your thinking. I mean, you guys are really taking us in some cool directions. So let me give you another 10 seconds or so. Make sure that you click on the top row. It says Michigan link, and you'll see just a ton of other little cursors there. Click on it once, and it will open up a link below it. Click on that link, and it will open up a page for you.
Levi, it's not opening the link for me. Are we supposed to be control click? Is that what I'm doing wrong?
Are you on your phone or your computer?
I'm on my laptop. I was able to get some internet.
Good. So click on it once. Do you see a link that opens up below it, an actual URL below it?
No, it doesn't. Okay, now.
Now is it opening up a little Dropbox thing?
I right-click it, yeah.
Okay, can you copy that link URL and use that in a new window? And you know what I'll do is I'm also just going to put the entire link below that you can just
copy.
Nope, I'm just putting it in a couple places that should make it work for you. So it's in the chat, it's a little bit below it. Okay, I see some people are still writing.
The one you put in below it allowed me to do it. Thank you.
Oh, good. Some people are still writing in this table, but for a moment, we're all going to go to this other thing that I sent you to. So we're looking at sixth grade in Michigan right now. So one of the things that I see as far as comments goes is I see a lot of people who loved what Michigan was doing. And keeping in mind that our work here cannot really address everything that Michigan did, but collectively the work that we're talking about today on this phone call and the work that our curriculum framework writers are going to be doing, I really do think we can end up with a cool resource like this. So I wanted to draw your attention to what they did here in the sixth grade overview, where they said that they kind of described in just one paragraph what is the storyline of sixth grade. And you'll see it's a pretty basic story. Then later on, and I think this is where we would go with that, is once you understand the story, then we can start thinking about how we would lay out the entire sequence of instruction. But critical to the sequence of instruction, if you go down below, you'll notice that the units are set up as basically they feel a little bit like chapters, but if you click on, let's everybody please click on the sixth grade unit for using fraction operations. That's unit number 3. So we are now on Michigan in sixth grade, and we're going to click on unit 3. I appreciate everybody's patience and flexibility going with us this way. So now we're at Unit 3, and I want to show you kind of what they did, because I think this is what people are kind of wanting to go as a next step. So once they said, here's the big overview of the storyline of a grade level, they started saying, well, what are the stories, what are the plots, really? I'm gonna use language from English teachers, okay? So what are the plots, what are the main plots and the subplots that help tell this story over the course of that grade level? To do that, in each unit, they actually built a graphic organizer of what is happening conceptually in that unit. You'll see that they built a unit abstract, which again feels a little bit like a storyline. And this is what I love about it, that I'm hoping that we can get some feedback on, is that they have shared content expectations that you'll notice are bundled together content from different strands. And keep in mind, this is Common Core, so we're not a Common Core state. But you'll see that they have content from numbers and operations fractions, content from the number system, and content from expressions and equations. And they've bundled those all together to say these together help tell an important part of the story that's happening in sixth grade. So before I go much further, what I'd like to hear now is what do you guys, how are you feeling about that work? So since I don't want us to leave that page, so would anybody be willing to share with us on the phone call how you feel about the work that Michigan's done?
Hey, this is Carrie Steele. I think the work Michigan has done, we should run with it and use it.
Carrie, can you expand on what about it is useful and that you appreciate?
I like the graphic organizers for a visual person like myself. I think that is easy to understand. I like how they also have the assessment tasks and the lesson sequences. I think that is stuff that we can just build and add to in Oklahoma.
Hey, this is Jamie from Vinita. Something that I struggled with, I've only been teaching 3 years. Something that I struggled with in coming in as a new teacher was there was no type of pacing guide or curriculum map or anything. And that was something that I really struggled with and still do. So look, Michigan site, as a new teacher, I could have come in and totally ran with that. That would have been something as a new teacher coming in that I would not have stressed, and it would have not been such a stressful year for me had I had something like that telling me and walking me through things. So that would have been really awesome for, you know, new teachers or and even all these, you know, emergency certificates that have been issued and things like that. So if it's easy for a new teacher, I think it would probably be beneficial to any teacher.
Okay, I really appreciate that input. Thank you.
Hey, this is Amy from Broken Arrow. And one of the things that I really appreciate about this site is the way they've bundled those standards. So this is a sixth grade standard, but yet it also shows it has some grade five standards put in together with it. So I really think you get, so that's not in isolation. You're not just teaching standards in isolation. They all can go together. To me, that kind of goes back to that story. They all link together. So teachers will know, okay, I can cover all of these standards within this unit.
You know, I so appreciate you bringing that up, Amy. So wait, was that Amy?
That was
Amy. Yeah. I really appreciate you bringing that up, and I don't know how I just skipped over that, but your point here is that we're looking at a sixth grade unit, and still they have fifth grade standards and objectives here that are useful probably in thinking about scaffolding and connecting students to the storyline they were experiencing in the past year. That seems really nice and useful.
And if you guys will look on the right-hand side right next to fifth grade, this kind of goes back to Gina's comment about how next year is a transition year for Oklahoma. They've made that reference in here to Michigan that's due to recent changes. sometimes sixth grade teachers are going to have to assess the fifth grade knowledge to make sure they're coming with what they have. And so that kind of takes both of Gina's point and Amy's point and bundles them together and makes it a really beautiful picture of what they've done here.
This is Gina. Can I add a comment to that?
Please.
Okay, because just like I really like the way that Robin worded that, because for this first year, there are some major changes that many of us that have been teaching for a while were like, oh, wow, you know. So if we were to have something like this, it's right there for everyone to see. They can see what they need to hit. And it also might even be a good idea of showing them what they need to go to. That might be too much, but I know when we've talked before about the vertical alignment, it's not just the grade that we're coming from, but it's also showing us what they're going to be working towards. Maybe that's something you could work on adding later on as the process goes on, like in a year or so, but it's something to think about.
This is Ashley, and I agree. I was just about to comment about having standards bundled even for the next grade level, because on the last document on the Google Doc, a lot of people were asking for limits, where do they need to stop, and so I think that being able to see where that standard progresses would be really helpful in knowing how deep you really need to go into the standard.
Great, let's take one or two more comments, and because I think we're getting a lot of really good ideas, and I don't want to lose.
This is Stephanie. I really like the essential focus questions, because I feel like it's so overwhelming sometimes as a new teacher to go in and be like, holy crap, what am I supposed to teach these kids? And they added those questions that are in there that's like, well, how can some differences, products, and questions be modeled? It gives you something to think about when you're planning your lessons and kind of where to lead the kids.
Great. I appreciate that. So let's any last comment here on the call, and if you don't have a chance or you don't want to share on the call, make sure you add your comments on the document. Any last comments?
Levi, this is Gina again, and I just wanted to say the way that this is laid out, it's very similar to what Putnam City is doing in our math units. So one suggestion I would make is our math curriculum coordinator, her name is Paula Dyer. That may be someone that you might want to talk about bringing into this, if this is where you're wanting to go, because she's already done a lot of this with the essential questions. This is what we've been doing for several years in our district, and she's pretty familiar with this. So that's just a suggestion.
You know, I think Paula Dyer might be on the call. I saw her name on the list earlier. So I think you're totally right. So this is the idea, is that we actually have a lot of things that are moving in the state, and really we don't have to recreate the wheel each time. So let me take us one step farther, and I want to build off of a comment that I've seen a few places, but I think Katie most recently said, Gretchen said in the comment, in the chat box, she said, look, it's great, but it could take us years. And then later on, Katie said, it's wonderful, but maybe we need to think about chunking the work. And I like how she said, we could start with chapters or plots and subplots and go from there. So here's, I want to kind of move maybe to focus the work a little bit and say, I think that we can, as a team, very quickly divide and conquer this work so that we have grade level stories and potentially chapters or units that have their own built-in stories. And third, eventually, maybe even have a nice vision of what that actual plot line is within each unit. And so I think that that could certainly happen. And then later, and maybe even simultaneously, we have 36 other people who will be working their tails off helping make sure that we have other types of resources, essential questions, and things like that. So we as a team don't have to replicate all the work that they'll be doing as well. So let me actually skip over to item number 5 and see if we can start thinking about an actual timeline and how we can make this thing happen. Because, frankly, a lot of us need to we're already making decisions about next year. We're thinking about curriculum. We're thinking about the things that we all do, benchmarks, assessments, all of that stuff. So what I want to do is think about when we can actually get this work done. And I'd like to make a quick proposal. I'd like to make a proposal that we that we kind of self-identify into grade-level teams who would be able to work on the storylines and work on the bundling of standards into units, or I really actually like how Katie talked about it, as chapters. And I'm thinking chapters more like a book, not like a textbook, and I think that's different. Textbooks don't tend to bundle across ideas. They tend to just kind of make a progression that's maybe a little bit more forced. So kind of my proposal is that we can set up a way for folks to group up into grade-level teams with Google Documents, where they can start building introduction stories for each grade level, and then from that start working on chapters that would really serve as kind of a scope and sequence for the year. And I think we can do that work probably in the next 2 weeks. So I want to hear ideas, because I feel like that's a pretty significant proposal and timeline. Are there any ideas or thoughts about what that could or should look like? So maybe to get the conversation moving, what could it look like in your head? I pitched a few ideas. What ideas might you have about how the timeline and the process moving forward might work?
This is Gwen from Western Heights. I think it'll be cool from a special ed teacher's perspective. To be able to see what the math teachers are doing in class without us having to track everyone down and try to get everybody's lesson plan. So I think it would be cool for us to be able to go in and put in, like, simplified vocabulary for our special ed students that might be able to tie it to the curriculum that's being taught on grade level.
Thanks for that. So that's a really nice kind of, after we kind of get a little bit of the momentum rolling, then we can start thinking about even expanding it to other kind of groups that can help build support structures inside of it.
So, Levi, are you thinking for, this is Amy, for the next 2 weeks, did you say it was 2 weeks when the teachers who are on the committee are meeting? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're actually meeting next week and then in three weeks.
So really maybe having Google Docs that are by grade level that we have divided into storyline, chapters, whatever, how we want to divide it, that we're putting in our ideas and then giving them a starting place so they will kind of manipulate that? Or are you thinking us as a group will then start building that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, honestly, it could be a little bit of both. So I think that we can be very flexible about how we interact with each other. But possibly, to your point, If most of the mapping work is done by kind of this kind of larger network, then it will allow this other team to really focus their support that they're building, because then they would be building things that take advantage of the bundling that we're thinking about and the storylines that we're thinking about. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So I think that's great. I mean, as much as we can do for them and kind of build it as a group, I think it's a great idea.
I really like Julie and Terry have kind of taken some ideas here in the chat box, and I kind of agree that the storyline paragraph, you know, maybe for the entire grade level, could come together first. And fast. And then maybe even breaking down a specific grade level, maybe like a storyboard, kind of like they do a comic book, you know, or a movie, breaking down each objective and thinking about seeing them all out there and then manipulating them. Which ones go together? Which ones bundle? Which ones should come together? And then I think once you think about that, then those graphics come together pretty quickly of how they tie together. So, and it goes back to a point someone else said, by helping teachers see where standards and objectives come together and overlap, then teachers can then use their own instructional strategies. So we've just put a plan in place that a teacher can go forward, new or veteran teacher.
I like that. And you know what? So maybe that's exactly what we could do even within a week's time, is we could make sure that we have people going in and attempting to support and improve upon grade level storylines. And in 1 week, that means that we could actually get that information to our math frameworks writers, and after that, kind of send back some really like cleaned up versions of it with people who are in person. We could send it back to kind of the larger community, and from that point, start working on the different unit ideas about bundling over the following 2 weeks. The bundling, and I love the storyboarding thing. So that idea of, let's start bundling the standards and start telling interesting stories within our story in our grade level. I think that could be a really powerful. And then that gives us 1 week of quick work, but meaningful work. We'll end up with a nice product to show for it. And then it'll give us 2 weeks to really, really focus in on. Is it 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. It'll
give us 2 weeks after that to start thinking about how to bundle that. And that bundling work would directly influence the way that our framework project writers can think about supporting, shaping the work that they do. That feels good for me. And I don't want to lose a couple comments. So how do we feel about that timeline? Have we missed anything?
So, Levi, you think you can get a general map ready for us in a week? That's doable?
In 1 week, I think we can get a storyline. I don't think we can get a map yet. Well, I don't know. Do you guys think that the storyline includes a map? I don't think that it does.
Not a detailed map, but at least an outline?
I think it could start with an outline, and then I think after that 1 week, then the framework writers could kind of clean it up and make a little bit of a proposal about what it could look like as far as units. And then over the next 2 weeks, we could get a lot of people helping structure the units, the stories within it. And I think that would actually work.
Somebody asked what would be best for this, and I think you guys see the power of Google Docs today with people being able to comment and things. So I think what would work best is if we made a Google document for each grade level so that each grade can go in. Somebody commented about, what if I teach multiple grades? Feel free. Feel free to go in and add your ideas and do that. But we can get links out so we have one for every grade level, so we're not putting too much in a document. We can really focus in on those specific grade levels.
And, yeah, so let's see. Man, there's a lot of stuff popping up here, so sorry, I'm having to read and write a lot. So, okay, sorry, stuff is bouncing around. So it seems like we do have, so I know that we have a Google folder that has every grade level in it. And I think what we want to do, because I think a few people are saying, well, hey, you know, we have some work, and we want to think about how to go about sharing that information. And I liked the question that was asked a moment ago about, will this map be used across the state? That was from Carrie. So I'll tell you what one of our goals is, and you guys can help. I want to kind of get away a little bit from the idea that every district has to make their own map, and that they would share those out, and think more about what does it look like if we come together and we come to some common agreement at some points about what we think is working and what we can do to improve our practice so that we can learn together. So imagine if across the state a lot of us are teaching using kind of pacing guide and curriculum map. If that's flexible for folks, what it could also allow for is more focused conversations about instructional tasks, more focused conversations about good assessment questions. There's a lot that it could do if we're not just sharing, but actually working together on one. Okay, man, Denise Calloway, thanks for that comment. That's a really, really good comment. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of ideas. Stacey Winan has a great question. In a Google Doc, how do we deal with differing stories, differing maps? I don't want to accidentally erase someone's ideas. She said I can say later, but don't worry about it. This is a question for everybody. So I'll tell you what I'll tell you what we can do. We will set up a process for one document for each grade level where you guys can start collaboratively working on this stuff. In 1 week's time, the goal will be to complete a fairly good rough draft storyline. You don't all have to fully agree on it. So the idea is that we could have multiple stories for a grade level, but we'll try to get to the place where we have something that we can mostly agree with. What you do have to be careful, like Stacey said, about not accidentally deleting that work. So that'll happen in 1 week. Over the next week, Rob and I will set up that structure, and we'll kind of prod everybody along. Then what we'll do is we'll clean up those ideas with the math frameworks, and then for the next 2 weeks, we will try to set up some ideas about how the units will work. And I think what we might be able to do is take Denise's idea. If you guys saw that on the comments on the right, we might be able to take something like Denise's idea and say, what we really need is a kind of a lead editor for each, mm-hmm. you know, unit, which is really, you know, the kind of the storylines that fit within the grade level. And I love that idea. And I think we can do that on the 2 weeks after the framework writers meet.
And Mike, I really like what you put in here to reemphasize that the storyline is the overall theme. So we're looking at a grade level as an entire book, so from beginning to end and what lays out, and then the map would definitely emphasize the actual standards and the objectives being in there. But think of the storyline as, what do you want to unfold? How do you want it to play out? What characters or concepts come into play, and themes that are overall? So I really like the storyline overall just being a general picture.
Okay. So I think we're nearly to the end of our session. I think we have a really straightforward timeline. Hopefully you guys can see that. It may not be perfect, but I think that it's a good start. And there are other questions about project management that we're going to have to think about. And we don't want to, we're just going to have to, I think we'll have to think about that. So maybe below in other ideas, let's make sure that we have questions about how do we deal with project management and other questions that maybe you guys are having for discussing. And I think we probably should have this another phone call in a week's time or so.
Yeah.
Maybe even with the curriculum framework writers in tow.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm at. I know that I feel like it's a little bit disorganized here at the end of the conversation, but it's because we have a lot of ideas and a lot of things to move forward with. So it looks like we have, there's already an interesting question about could the curriculum framework writers be the editors of the various units? You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Really not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll definitely bring it up, and we have them next week. That might be the best time to make the next phone call, too, as well. They're all here with us. So we could kind of toy with that in the agenda next week.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like that's a really fun idea that we can play with. Let me put something else here at the bottom in Section 7. So I would like for you guys to think about Section 6 as other ideas. This is other stuff about specifically about how we can make this project work together, things that you feel like maybe we haven't addressed properly or we could go in more depth with. And then Section 7 is just general feedback about how you think this meeting went and how it could maybe be better next time. So that'll help us, because we especially want to think about, did we set it up properly? Was the call in Google Doc the right way to handle it, or are there other ideas? So I think that's it.
Will
Gina says, will the framework become the unit? I think the frameworks, The framework writers probably are writing things that will help inform the units and may also possibly become the units, but that's, we want to balance that work. We want them to start with, I think we're starting with supporting of the standards, and then secondly, maybe it could lead to the units, Gina. I think that's a great question.
And we'll, so things don't get lost in the OK Math Facebook group. We'll put the Google links into the event that we created today. That way they don't get lost in there, and we'll make sure to do that.
All right, we've covered a whole lot of information. Please leave us other ideas here. You can comment here on the phone. You can add feedback down below. But we'd love to learn how to improve this kind of thing, and keep in mind with us that this is a first attempt at trying to organize a whole lot of folks to do good work across the state. So we're willing to take constructive feedback for sure. And with that, we'll let you guys go. If you want to exit the call, you can. And if you'd like to stick around and chat with us, please do.
And one last comment. I just want to thank you guys for bringing it to the people and letting us be a part of the process. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
For sure.
And also, I think for the framework writers, I hope this will kind of give them a jump start or some help instead of it just being all on their shoulders.
Honestly, this helps clarify so much in my brain. So I was kind of lost when we were talking the other night, but now I can kind of see where we're going with it, and I'm going to be ready next week. So thank you for this.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.